We are back with the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Bill Russell is waiting eagerly to ask a question of Dr. Carl-Henric Robert, who founded The Natural Step.
I'm fascinated by the system you have set up, and we simply do not have enough time, maybe in our lives, to examine all of its pieces, because in a sense it is an organic system. What you have established is a framework, but that framework is how to say, flexible, and it allows for emergence, a whole range of different kinds of things. And there are two pieces that strike me about that. One is the emergence of the Natural Step in Sweden, which is, from an organizational standpoint, is a very strange way for an organization to get started. Mm-hmm. I mean, you didn't just decide...
You mean real emergence.
Right. Yeah, I mean that in a technical sense. And then, of course, the other that I would like to get into is just the core predicates. We've talked about the science. But the story of how it got started in Sweden, to me, is an interesting example.
It was obvious to me that we lacked scientifically agreed on framework for decision making in this complex system we are living in, tackling and grappling with the complex problem in that system of non-sustainability. Every seminar I attended started off by somebody saying, everybody talks about sustainability, but nobody knows what it is, which is scientifically and very, very unsatisfactory. So
that's a lousy starting point.
That's a lousy starting point. And I had a feeling that we must do much better. And if we can't agree on anything that is robust in that context, that would make any sense to smart decision makers in policy and in business, we should publish that. We scientists, we get tax money, and we are just fighting about details, but we don't pay any attention at all to structures and principles that are relevant for decision making. We can't agree on it. We should publish that. And that was a sort of challenge that the Swedish community and particularly the scientific community responded to. And this is what I did. You want the story, by the way, how I did this?
Sure.
Well, I had a
learn.
Dream.
We learn from stories.
Yes, we do.
I was daydreaming about a number of things. I should dash into the Daily News and just grab hold of the camera and talk about cells and how we are destroying the world on levels that we can agree on scientifically and stuff. And it was daydreams that you're happy that nobody could see inside your brain because they were all unrealistic and stupid. And one of them was to mail something to the whole Swedish public and just mail it directly from the scientific community in agreement, and that also was impossible. But after a while, I saw a little solution to that problem and then another solution to that problem, and eventually the daydream took shape into a plan, and this is what I did. I wrote the first consensus report. It was consensus in my own head.
Well, it's a good place to start.
If you can't agree with yourself, who can you agree with?
And you certainly can't start being lazy. So I had to at least do an effort to bring around a fixed point. Then I mailed it to a number of Swedish scientists, peers of mine, and said, this is the truth, and I would like you to help me to sign off on it, and then we will send it to all Swedish households. And they said, well, you're probably a very sick man, but we will have a look at it.
So much for reinforcement.
Yeah, sure. So they read it. And for a professor to receive something from another professor claiming that he has got the truth, it is irresistible to try to find all the flaws and errors, and they all did, and it came back to me, and it had gained weight from all the errors and flaws, or also perceived flaws in some cases, because I had not expressed myself in the correct way, and I sent it out again and took into consideration all they said. And after 21 iterations, I had a consensus. And in parallel with this, I ran the rest of the project. One of the aspects was that I was phoning up one of the most beloved entertainers in Sweden and said, me and all those scientists, we launch an ongoing learning process in the Swedish community. Would you like to celebrate that on Swedish TV if we succeed? And she said yes. She was wonderful in dancing and singing in the same time. And then I said, what peers would you like to have with you on stage when that happens on Swedish TV? She gave me a few names, and I phoned them up and said, me and Lil Lindfors and all those scientists and blah, blah, would you like to join? And they all did. And then I went to Swedish TV and said, me and all those entertainers and all those scientists, could we get a broadcast for this event?
And they said, an immovable force.
Yes, and they were just laughing and said, you can't do that. And I said, I know, but what date if I succeed? And I got a date. And then I went to the Swedish government, Department for Education, and said, me and Swedish TV and so forth, blah, blah, you know, would you like to have this education package free of charge because it will be made as something that can be used in schools? And I said, of course, but how can you afford this? And I said, that's not the issue. If I succeed, would you like to have it? Yes. What dates? We would like to have it 1 week before the TV broadcast, because then the kids can tell their mom and dad that now this will be on TV. So I said, done. And then I went to the Swedish king and said, me and the government and TV and all the entertainers and scientists, would your majesty like to patronize this? And he said, yes. And then I went to the sponsors and said, me and the king and the government. And
all the scientists. Made, yeah.
Right. So that's how we did it. And that's how it started. And still it was no
organization.
Glorious
story. This is somebody who has the right idea and does the work.
Yeah. And that is the, in one way, it's the power of it. In one way, it's also the weak part of it, because if you say to everyone you meet, if we succeed, would you like to be a partner of it? The strength is that people want to be part of a success story, so then they say yes if they like the idea. So this is a perfect way of learning if they want to support this intellectually and emotionally or not. And then the
number
of people grow.
Well, it's a good reference for you too.
That's right. It's a good reference for me too, and that builds up empowerment and creates leverage in the process. But the bad or the dark side of it is that you have to do it all yourself. If you say, if we succeed, who are we? That's you. And they don't do anything until they see success. So you have to work harder and harder and harder, and in more and more stress, because all these people watch you. But eventually, a few peers enter the scene when they see the empowerment you have around you. So at the end of the project, I wasn't alone anymore. But it was very, very stressy in the beginning to have the king watching you, the government watching you, and not one single penny, because that's the last move when you turn to all the sponsors and say, me and the king and the government.
Yeah,
then you
story,
are nervous.
Your story, if you didn't have, and then the king, I mean, there's something almost biblical about
this almost sounds like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
I mean, it has lots of the, and of course, most fairy tales end with they lived happily ever after. And as we know, that is not always the case.
That's right.
You know, we very seldom go the next step and then say, okay, we did this, the broadcast occurred, and then what?
And that was
happened?
The beginning, right. Not the end.
A lot of people think, well, we've done our broadcast, we've told everybody
exactly.
about it, and that's, you know, we've done our part, and
the end.
Now go forth and.
And nothing would happen. It would
right.
be like a big boom and then zero.
So, phase two. What right. happened?
Phase two was that when I was in the middle of the process of mailing what all scientists could agree on, which I was not interested in, I was obsessed by that idea, a number of peers and friends told me that this will be a disaster unless you think about how to continue, because this will be a starter, and if you don't have any preparation at all, you will be caught at that process and nothing will happen, and you will take the blame for the huge effort that seemed to give people hope, and then nothing. So we started to prepare the follow-up, which was seminars with scientists. We eventually wrote a Swedish encyclopedia on environmental issues together with those scientists. We had an exhibition train where companies had one car each, and they were stopping by around Sweden and showing how they were working with sustainability issues. A number of such follow-up projects followed, and eventually we all realized that this is too good to just be run ad hoc, like projects like this, and it started to be very messy, and a few people, amongst them myself, started to be worn out or burn out by having to work as a cancer scientist and doctor at the same time as it did this as a hobby. It was too much. So we realized that we need to constitute an organization. So then the Nature Step was started as an organic growth aspect of the initial project. So it wasn't planned to be an organization from the beginning. It was a project first, and then it became an organization, and then it grew internationally.
And then the serious work started.
Then we started to work.
That's be careful what you ask for. You shall surely get it.
Absolutely.
This is all the preview. The basic principles seem to be at the heart of this. And to go back, you know, you did the science, you went back and forth and developed a sense of what the core principles are, which seems to be absolutely essential in the kind of methodology you're talking about, and probably if anybody wants to accomplish anything. I don't know how we are on time.
We're going to go to a break, and he can tell us about the
principles. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about the basic principles.
Right. When we come back with Dr. Carl Henrik Robert, who founded The Natural Step, he and the scientists and the entertainers and the television people and the legislature
and the king
and the king and the rest of the world has benefited as well. Please be with us when we return in just a moment to The Paula Gordon Show.